Pavel Barta is the spokesman for the Czech Ice Hockey Association and also a former hockey journalist and author with more than 20 years' experience. His most recent book covers everything from the 1920s in Czech hockey to the Olympics, including the Czechs' famous gold win at Nagano 10 years ago. In this edition of One on One, a look back at that famous tournament, as well as at Pavel Barta's early career. When we met at his Prague office recently, the former Bruins fan admitted to a lifelong fascination with North America's NHL, the National Hockey League. Pavel discussed his career, including what reporting on the NHL was like from behind the Iron Curtain. At the time, he was working at his first job with the sports weekly, Goal.
I was very interested in hockey and sports overall, but especially hockey and the NHL. And there wasn't many informations at that time because there was an internet, there was an Iron Curtain, so they didn't publish every information, especially about Czech immigrants like Stastny brothers, Nedomansky. And then I had some connections at the Canadian embassy, and there was a man who was keeping newspapers for me, and sometimes hockey news, which was a little celebration for me. I visited the American embassy. There was a bibliothèque with the Herald Tribune and New York Times, I think, and I collected results and looked who scored the goals and who is playing, and that was my start with the NHL. And then after I started work with Goal magazine, I was more involved. I got more information, even it was very tough sometimes to get it. First time I met alive NHL hockey was 86 finals between Montreal and Calgary at the Canadian embassy, and we saw it on video. And it was a funny story that I made a state examen at the same day, and I didn't celebrate it because I was looking for to see the game. So I first saw the game of the Stanley Cup Finals. It was the final game of the final series, and then I continued to celebrate.
When you talk about the differences under communism and afterwards, what was the attitude here in former Czechoslovakia towards hockey?
Goal was very well received by people, and the circulation was quite high, and I think one of the reasons was because Goal was oriented at most popular sports, of course, soccer and ice hockey, but we also covered NHL quite a lot, which wasn't anywhere else. And that was also funny when that was kind of politics, that if we published one page, for example, one page about the NHL, the next one should be about Russian hockey or Soviet hockey. And that was politics because they didn't say anything against. This is balanced, you know. So that was a game a little bit.
In Czechoslovakia, there was a great rivalry between the Czechoslovaks and the Russians.
All the times, and especially since 1968 when Russian troops occupied our country, so it was a kind of fight against Soviet Union as a state. Hockey was symbolic fight, and it was hard to beat them on the ice, and every win was great. And when we beat them in 72 and won four championship after 23 years, I think that was huge. I was a little kid, but I remember my father, he was jumping in our flat and crying, and that was great.
When you talk about the Russians, say, the way they used to play, are the Russians still the powerhouse that they used to be?
I think they start to be again. They weren't for a while. They had big problems in their hockey. Many players left, and now they are improving. You can see it in the Euro Hockey Tour tournaments. They're winning by 3-4 points, no problem. We beat Russians at the last tournament, which was good, but their level is getting higher and higher because a lot of guys is returning because they earn big money in Russian league, which wasn't before. And this is getting, I think this is getting concurrence of NHL.
On the international level, it seems to me that now the rivalry between Canada and the Czechs is greater than it used to be.
I don't think so. We like to play against Canada because nobody knows why, but very often we are successful again. We can beat Canada. Like, we have always problems with other teams, as Sweden many times stole a medal from us. And Canada is a very attractive team to see for the fans. Our style is good to play against Canada. I don't know why. Nobody can explain it. Back to the rivalry now, I think the biggest rivalry of Czechs is with Slovaks, because the country split in 93, and before there was a common team, Czechoslovakian team, and we are something like a bigger brother of Slovaks, so we don't take it that seriously. But for Slovaks, to beat Czechs, it's huge. Like when Sweden plays Finland, for example. There's also this big brother, little brother connection a little bit.
Maybe the reason why I thought that with Canada was going back to the Nagano Olympics, where, of course, the Czechs famously won in the semifinal and effectively crushed Gretzky's hopes of bringing back a gold medal.
I was there. That was one of my greatest experiences in hockey overall. And I have to say, until now, I still don't believe we won. I was most excited when we beat U.S. in the quarterfinals. U.S. had a very strong team, and the players that were at the top, the best age. And I think they were, besides Canada, the biggest favorites of the tournament. And they played great hockey in the preliminary round, but we beat them. Canada, when we beat Canada in a shootout, I said, oh my God, we are in the finals. This is the biggest tournament in history at the Olympics. NHL is for first time participating. And we are in the finals. We are very close. And when we beat Russians, I felt, but it was 0-0 long time, I felt we could win. When I saw it on the tape later, I was almost crying. Yeah, but still, I said, oh, this really happened. And it's always great to go back to this 10 years this year. Already, when I met Dominik Hašek, for example, who was the biggest hero of the tournament, he worked with me on a book about Olympics, and we remembered all the stuff, and he saw the old pictures, and that was great to remember and to get back to these moments and to go back.
Do you remember what people shouted at him and the others?
Yeah, Hašek for president. Yeah, that was good. And another candidate was Petr Svoboda, who scored winning goal in the final game against the Russians. Svoboda was never playing for the national team before. He defected as 18 years old kid and played for Montreal. He started to play in the NHL, and then he got an invitation for the Olympics from coach Ivan Hlinka, and his name in translation is Freedom, and he beat Russians in the biggest game ever in the Czech hockey history. So it was a great story. They were very underrated, and I remember as one American journalist told me, and he said, Czechs can't win this tournament. They are too small, too slow, too soft. We won. His prediction was bad.
Česká republika vede 1-0 v 9. minutě poslední třetiny, autorem gólu obránce Petr Svoboda. Tak to byl budoucí.